Let's talk economics now and the state of the economy. Hisham Farooq is the CEO of Grant Thornton here in the UAE, and he's with us in the studio. Hisham, a very good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning to you, Richard. Thank you.
You're here to share your economic outlook for 2016, and it couldn't be more timely because, of course, we've had Christine Lagarde here all week, extensive visit, talking about a whole bunch of stuff. The big economic story this week has to be the introduction of tax here in the UAE and across the GCC. It looks like we're going to get 5% VAT on the 1st of January 2018. Not completely rubber stamped yet, but that's looking most likely. We'll get into the details of your economic outlook for 2016 in a second, but first of all, your reaction and the team at Grant Thornton to the introduction of VAT in about a year, 18 months, 2 years time. What impact will that have on the macro economy, on government finances, but also on some of the companies operating here, the companies who are clients of companies like yours?
Right. Well, look, I mean, it's interesting times. I mean, we've heard about VAT back in from 2009. We knew that it was going to be implemented then. There was a lot of discussions across the GCC. This time around, there's much more affirmation about it. Details are coming through. We know that, yes, 5% was issued just a few days ago, with 2016, June 16, the date when all details are going to be out, and then implementation Jan 2018.
We had the DED, Department of Economic Development for Dubai, in the studio maybe 4 years ago, and they said that when VAT was introduced, there would be a simultaneous phasing out of the import duty on goods at the port.
Correct.
So it wouldn't be 5% on the imported price, it would be 5% on the net price of the good. So, but that's changed, hasn't it? They're now actually going to do both.
Yes, we haven't heard. I mean, a couple of years ago, we knew that, yes, there was going to be a replacement. This time around, we haven't heard anything of that yet. Again, I think all details should be finalized based on what we're hearing from the Ministry of Economy in June 16. So we will get a much better understanding and clarity. And I think that's critical for the marketplace as well.
So let me just clarify for myself. It isn't that the import duty at the ports won't be phased out. It's just that we don't know yet.
Yes, so far we haven't heard anything. Most of the noise that we're hearing in the marketplace is that the import duty will stay and value-added tax will be an addition to that. And this is synonymous to what we're seeing in most all markets. So even when Malaysia implemented VAT, it was on a similar basis. And again, a lot of the advice that we're providing to our clients is around to put together the infrastructure required for it, as if this is going to be an additional tax on all sales goods.
Whatever we get, and the details have yet to be completely finalized, but when you talk to your clients, you've been here a long time, Hisham, you know how things work here. You know the concerns of businesses. You know the kind of margins they work with. Christine Lagarde yesterday was saying, look, it's not going to have a big impact on businesses, either local businesses or multinational companies here. A couple of percentage points of tax either way is not the deciding factor for these companies. That was her view from the ivory tower of the IMF in Washington. But what's your view? You speak to these people, you have cups of coffee with them, you go out for dinner with them, you know what makes them tick. How will it be felt?
Look, there's mixed feelings, of course, around it. I mean, we've always been, you know, really pleased with the tax-free status that the nation has, and it's ourselves and Bahrain within the GCC. But look, change is required. I mean, you know, government spending is at high. We have one of the best infrastructures across the world, and support is required for that. Now, from a business perspective, there are going to be initial teething issues that need to be addressed. So we are going to look at internal infrastructure, change management, your policies, procurement, ERP. And a lot of that has to happen within the first 18, 24 months from the get-go. But then post that, I mean, if they're talking on the 5% and you say that this 5% is really a payout towards the development of infrastructure, the continued development of world-class infrastructure, I think most of the business here will accept it. And I think we also have one good added value is that with VAT in general, you have greater level of transparencies through businesses. And I think that's one of the key items that we're actually quite excited about.
When we think about VAT, we immediately think about going shopping. When I go and, I don't know, in 2018, when I'm looking at my Mac laptop, when it breaks and I have to go to the Apple store on the 1st of January, it's going to cost 5% more. Okay, but it's not just goods, is it? It's services as well. It could be, I don't know, the adverts that Dubai Eye says to generate revenue. It could be the fees that you charge to your clients for audit or consultancy or whatever it may be. it's that those items, those services are likely to be taxed as well, aren't they? Typically in a VAT.
In a VAT, yes. Again, we don't know yet till June, but I mean, this will be the first time that, yes, services, and looking at Dubai, for example, which is a service-oriented economy, it is going to be a massive change. I think it's the biggest change is a change in mindset and how we're going to really overcome it and get through it. The rates that they're providing, again, 5%, if it sticks to that, even on the service side, I think it should be accessible as long as, again, the return of that is managing costs overall. And we've seen how inflation has dropped this year, predominantly on oil prices. But if it does stick to that level, I don't think there should be any material changes or impact that we should feel.
Your outlook is for the world is that 74% of businesses plan to raise wages. I think that's a global figure, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the feeling that companies here in the UAE will raise salaries to accommodate the VAT increase?
Very good question. We're not sure yet. I think there will be a nominal increase. So we know that, for example, inflation this year or is expected for 2016 about 2.5%, 2.6%. Usually the wage increase was synonymous with the inflation. It may be that the first year there may be an additional increase to cover the VAT that comes in. But we still need to see what businesses do and overall what the macroeconomic market looks like once implementation takes place.
So in terms of the headline findings of your UAE outlook for 2016, the dinner party conversation, Hisham, if you like, what's the 30-second version? How are we doing in 2016 according to your official outlook?
Well, it's very interesting. Look, at a global level, we all know of, you know, the turmoil that we're hearing and reading about every day in the newspapers. But actually, the outlook that we got, the majority of people are still quite optimistic. So almost everywhere in the world, the optimism actually increased. I mean, the U.S., it slightly went down. And that could be just because it's election year. But all in all, I think, you know, on the ground, people are more optimistic. What is happening was, you know, I wouldn't say accepted, but anticipated somewhat. So I think that's also given a cushion to what we're reading and hearing about.
I mean, have you ever been in any other countries where VAT was introduced? I'm wondering what the impulse is, because obviously if you go out and spend a meal, you pay 200 dirhams a head, it's going to go up by 10 dirhams, something like that. I mean, there's no real difference for most people between 200 and 210. Do you think it'll have much of an impact on restricting spending?
I think that the government will also have to balance it out very well. So we do know that there are a lot of indirect taxes already that are within a lot of the transactions that take place. And I think if they are balanced with the introduction of VAT, then again, that material difference wouldn't be there that would impact or restrict spending in the marketplace.
Well, whatever happens, consultancies like yours tend to do well in times of change, don't they? Stability, business as usual. You don't need a consultant, but when things are booming, you need consultants to help you figure out how to grasp the opportunity. And when things are terrible, you need them to help you figure out the problems. And reading this morning on Bloomberg that's the case, particularly in Saudi Arabia. Here's a headline story from them, one of our headlines as well. McKinsey scores as Saudis call in consultants for an economic reboot. And the statistic we're quoting this morning is from a consultancy called Source Global Research, and it says 12% increase in consultancy fee income in Saudi Arabia alone this year, as governments and indeed companies hire an army of clever consultants to come up with strategies for a tough time. But what are you seeing from Grant Thornton, big international consultancy firm? Yes, you've got audit, but also advisory. Are you finding that companies are picking up the phone to companies like yours and saying, help?
Look, it's fantastic times. I think all businesses today are reviewing their strategy. They're relooking internally on their structures and getting ready for a future. And with that, they do need advice. So we are seeing, you know, a lot of requests from simple things like looking at their ERPs to looking at strategies.
ERP being?
So their IT infrastructure. And looking at the software solutions internally, discussing human capital, looking at strategy. And I think it is actually prudent for a lot of the business to do so. And I think looking at what was mentioned around Saudi Arabia, it is just that. There's a significant change in this staple economy of oil and gas that was there in Saudi Arabia, and businesses need to kind of realign themselves to the new future. And I think with consultants and advisory, they can be supported by that.
If we could just address a few of the questions that have come in from listeners this morning, how would this affect free zones and the people that work in them, the VAT introduction?
Very good question. I mean, the free zones have a kind of tax-free mandate. I think it expires in 2024, if I'm not mistaken. But we don't know yet how that's going to be impacted. I think a lot of the news everybody's still waiting for comes in June 16, from what we're hearing from the ministry. And I think there that clarity will happen. And so till that time, we're looking at it that would be across the board. So we're even advising our clients that within the free zones, you should also start considering the implementation of it.
The municipality already charges us a tax on rent. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there'll be 5% on their bit of the tax, on the whole thing? Will it benefit the government or the landlord?
Look, I think all in all, because this is kind of be a GCC-aligned tax model, I think a lot of these micro taxes that are happening are going to be reviewed. I mean, I would expect the government to consider looking at a model like that so that it's not just an add-on on every single additional indirect tax that was there before.
Will it be for everybody in the country?
It is expected to be so, yes.
Let me ask you, Hisham Fahy, we're running out short of time now. As Hisham Farooq, the CEO of a reasonably sized business here in the UAE, so what kind of decisions are you taking at the moment? You've got a lot of highly paid, expensive consultants on your payroll. You've got a lot of blue chip clients that you do work for. How's 2016 working out for you in terms of your P&L, your revenue, the way that you adjust the strategy of your own business?
Look, from our perspective, we're very bullish about this market. We believe that with this change comes huge opportunity, and we're working with many of our clients. We're seeing the same as well.
So are you, for example, as the CEO, are you hiring, firing, or kind of staying the same in 2016?
No, we're hiring. We're still hiring. We're expanding.
So your headcount will expand in 2016?
Correct.
We were speculating earlier on the program that there's no bad time for consultants such as yourself because, you know, when people are doing well, they've got money to spend on consultants. Yeah. And when people are doing badly, they still need the consultants. So you guys are
situation. There is some truth in that, yes. And I think, look, we're looking at a market today where we're going to see increased regulation. We're seeing a shift in kind of the oversight of where they're going to be investing their funds and expansion. And a lot of advice is required from consultants. And I think it's prudent for us as Grant Thornton that we're ready for that. So we're developing tax teams, we're developing restructuring teams, but as well we're strengthening our cross-border investment teams to ensure that we're aligned with the requirements of our clients and where they need to go.
Malk, we're in the wrong game.
Absolutely. We won't be here next week.
Career change. CVs, Hisham, are in the post. Hisham,
looking forward to it.
It's always nice talking to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hisham Farooq is the CEO of Grant Thornton in the UAE. Thanks
Lovely.
For your time.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.